Task Force, today's episode of Movie Club was my pick, and I was very excited to bring this one to the table. It's got a lot of heavy themes, a lot of gruesome visuals to it, but there's so much goodness to talk about. It is Bring Her Back, the same guys who brought Talk to Me to the table, Danny and Michael Filippo, so you know there's going to be a lot of fresh takes of horror in this one. So come listen to our reviews, our reactions to everything that happened as we break down the plot, available right now at redwebpod.com. Otherwise, enjoy this preview of today's Movie Club.
We open up with an upside-down shot of a baby with the words cult written above the child. Screen text pops up, "This is not a cult." Very Red Web-like.
Not a cult.
Right out the gate.
Not a cult?
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, oh, all right. I know that. I know those words.
Yeah, except for us, that's the telltale sign of a cult, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Except for us, though.
Except for exactly, right?
That's, we're the exception.
We're honest.
Yeah.
We would never lie.
No, never. Sits in a circle with a white line around it. A woman who is recording the process uncovers a dead body. There's a person in the background being hanged and a person who looks to be possessed. We cut to a handful of kids waiting for the bus. A young girl named Piper, who is partially sighted, can only see shapes and light, tries to make friends with a group of girls, but her brother Andy steps in and takes her home. They're close with one another. They're very playful. They bully one another. So instantly we get this dynamic of the two. Back home, Piper tells Andy that the door to the bathroom where their dad is locked, and he isn't answering. They get the door open, and they find their father dead. Piper kneels and touches their unresponsive dad's shoulder. The two are being split up until Andy is old enough to apply for guardianship. A woman named Laura will be Piper's new guardian, but she isn't looking to take on a child with a troubled past like Andy. Piper has no clue. Andy hesitates. Piper uses their code word, grapefruit. It's used to force one another to say what's truly on their mind. Andy tells her he got into trouble when he was younger. Back home, Andy comforts Piper that the sound of the plane is their dad leaving. He says that people don't get burned or buried. They take a plane. They approach a home on a remote property. They meet Laura. Laura takes a selfie, but it shows Laura blocking Andy behind her. Laura leads Piper to a taxidermy dog. She's an interesting woman. Andy notices the rug is taped like theirs back home and wonders if it's in preparation for Piper. Laura says no, her daughter, who also had trouble with sight, has passed. She drowned. Standing in the emptied pool is a boy holding a cat. He's a little out of it as the cat is scratching him. Laura runs to get the cat off of Oliver. Oliver is selectively mute. It's the name of the child. Instantly, I was like, okay, there's a lot of weird stuff happening here. This woman has, she's kind of like, you could tell that she's not too big of a fan of Andy and the brother. Mm-hmm. And she's already trying to box him out. And then she's already looking after a child, and the child seems troubled in many sorts of ways. And also the fact that, like, the child's just out in the pool, especially after her daughter passed away.
Yeah, out in this empty pool, shirtless, completely alone. As soon as you see him, you're like, oh, something's up with this little kid. There's something going on here.
Dude.
Yeah, it was kind of funny at first, seeing the, like, passive-aggressive exclusion of Andy. Like, the selfie was funny with her just standing in front of him. But remind me, because I don't remember if this came up, you know, when they're talking to the social worker and you know, Laura wants Piper but not Andy. Did, what was her name, Wendy, I think, was the social worker?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wendy.
Did she mention Oliver when she was telling them about Laura, or did she say, I can't remember how that conversation went. Did we know that there was another child? Because I don't think we did, right?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
Is that comes up later, and it made me wonder. I can remember what Wendy knew.
Yeah. No, she doesn't mention it because Wendy doesn't know.
That's what I thought, given events later on, and that's why I was trying to remember how this conversation went. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Outside, Andy notices a line of white paint in the driveway. In their respective room, Andy texts his friend and tells him their new brother, Oliver, is a weirdo. Laura comes in. As a former counselor, she tries to comfort Andy. Laura sees Andy's phone, and she departs, leaving Andy gazing awkwardly because she did confront him, saying that she did see the text. Piper is now settled into Kathy's room, the name of Laura's daughter, the deceased daughter of Laura. Later that night, we see Laura watching a tape. The tape is that of the ritual we saw at the beginning of the movie. It shows a man making a circle. Andy spots both Laura and Oliver walking into a shed in the backyard later that night. The next morning, we realize that Laura is waiting for the weather to kick up.